This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right way, one of my favorite players in NFL history and a Seminole, Warrick Dunn, is going to hang with us. What's up, WD?
What's up?
How you doing, baby?
What's up, he is definitely one of our favorites, man. There's no doubt about that.
I'm one of your favorites?
Yes. Big time.
Man.
Big time.
Walking the walk.
I can't say that about everybody.
No.
Okay? You are definitely one of our favorites.
No, but, I appreciate that. Appreciate that.
Listen, it's here. It's in our home city. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing that the weather helped, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
Right?
I think everybody was scared. And it was a snow day on Tuesday. It was a day for the kids. But you know what? It all worked out. I mean, I was in Minnesota last year for the Super Bowl, and it was painful, right? It was painful. And I knew that no matter what happens, Atlanta's going to be better. But, you know, now the weather is 40, 50 degrees. This weekend is supposed to be almost 60. Mm. I mean, it's ideal for, you know, Super Bowls and definitely being in Georgia. I know everyone wants to go to Florida and Arizona. But this is idea, and we're doing a good job so far of handling all the traffic, all the people coming through.
Big man, let's talk about our Falcons. I mean,
we'll
talk about the big game here. Three-time Pro Bowler, by the way, Warrick Dunn joins us here. We'll talk about the Warrick Dunn Foundation, all the amazing stuff you do outside the world of football. But, I mean, I guess the question is, how quickly can we get this thing turned around? Because we need a running back to stay healthy. We got a guy in Free who I know we're all big fans of.
Yeah, yeah.
But unlike you, who can always get in a hole and avoid getting killed to get the big hit, you always had that knack, it seemed like, for not taking on that big hit. Or maybe you did, I just didn't see it. But, I mean, you think Free can – first thing, can Free bounce back for us?
Well, yeah, I think he has no other choice. When recently he just said that he's one of the best, or the top five, top three, the best in the league. Mm. And you have to back that up by your performance. And he's a talented guy. My challenge to Free would be, you know, if you're going to be an elite runner, we don't need to take all those hits, right? We have to do a better job of protecting ourselves when we run. You have to live for another down. I just think before, he was taking too many hits. And, you know, now that he's a lot older, too, he really understands the game, can read defenses a lot better. I think we're going to have a better performance. But it has to be a balance, right? It can't just be one-dimensional. We need to be balanced. And if we can be balanced on offense, Free's going to eat, Julio's going to eat, the other guys, and Matt's going to do his thing. So we're going to be much more balanced. I think we'll be much more explosive.
I've always been under the impression, Warrick, that a great running back like yourself can make an average or below average offensive line look a lot better. Yet, we continue, and I'm not just saying us, people in our city continue to talk about how bad our O-line is and why it's not what it should be. Mm-hmm. So, where is this? Can we get some, because we're looking for some O-linemen now, can we get some average O-linemen, okay? I'm not saying superstars, Pro Bowlers, all pros. And with what we're talking about with Free and the dynamic of our running backs, does that make them better? How does that work for you when you didn't have as good of offensive lines, but yet you still put up great numbers?
Well, I think my coaches at that time, we tried to put the linemen, the guys up front, in the best position to be successful, right? Mm-hmm. And we supplied guys who needed help with the right help and ran the right system, the right scheme. And as a runner, I wasn't expecting huge holes.
Right.
I'm saying, hey, I just need this much. If you give me this much, I have to do my part. If I want to say that I'm elite, that I'm this, I'm that, I have to go out and prove it. And, you know, those guys did a good job. Obviously, they weren't the best offensive line, right? But we played together. I trusted those guys knowing that they're going to always give their best effort. And I had to do my part and be ready to, on every run, to be the best that I can be and to be an elite runner. So Free, he's going to have to pressure or press the offensive coordinator, and I think Dirt, he's good play caller, so things going to be balanced. But we need to make sure we establish the running game. When we went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, we ran the ball efficiently, right? We didn't have a great offensive line. Those guys were – they did their job, but we were consistent, took the plays when they were there, made big plays because you have to have explosive plays, right? My job was to make the guy miss – in the open field.
Right.
That was I was responsible for it. I was responsible for a lot of guys, but I was like, hey, I'm going to make the first guy miss. I got to make sure the second and third guy, because I ran against 9, 10 men in the box.
Right.
So make that guy miss. Explosive plays, and that's going to be Freeze's job.
Hey, man, it's Warwick Dunn with us, guys, a member of the Falcons Ring of Honor. We're still going to find a place to put those names inside the new stadium. Warwick's with us. You bring that up with Arthur next time you see him. You know, the thing is, you bring up like the 9 and 10 guys in a box with Mike Vick. They were going to make Mike Vick prove that he could throw it, remember, in like 2002 and 3.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson, you see some of that, with like, what they did with him, with Mike looked
all
like?
All day. And, you know, playing, I have a buddy who's a Ravens fan, and I'm just like, I'm not a fan of that because I played in it, so I understand it. Is that conducive for success long term? No. We can play well, but that hadn't won a championship.
Right.
You can win games during the regular season, but when they can hone in on specific things, and that's what the playoffs about. You hone in on specific skills, what this team does best, what they don't do,
right,
and you exploit that. That puts a lot of pressure on your offense. And, you know, you need a balanced offense.
Tell us about what you're doing, man, with Bridgestone.
Well, Bridgestone, I have Lula and her son. It was a family from my Homes for Holidays program. Mm-hmm. Immigrants from Ethiopia. We gave them 2 tickets to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
And it's just a great experience for them. Those guys, they've worked hard. Mm. Lula, a tremendous individual, worked hard. She's committed, put her son and herself in a better situation. And of all the families that we picked, we chose Lula and her son to create this life moment that they can come to a Super Bowl and experience something that they would never have the opportunity to do. So partner with Bridgestone. We ran a great piece. I know it's a video everyone can go check out. But, I mean, it's so humbling because her son – he was just like, you did this for me. What can I do for you?
Right.
I mean, that speaks volumes about his mindset and the worth that he has in his life, that he's so thankful for that. So it's life-changing, man. I'm thankful to partner with Bridgestone.
Homes for the Holidays, the Warwick Dunn Charities. You know, we always talk about it. But, I mean, you know off the top of your head how many homes you've built
for
folks?
I'm up to 168 right now.
Wow.
168. We're in like, I may get yelled at by my ED. We're in like 16 cities, 10 states, 11 states. So we're growing and we're expanding, and we have a 92% success rate, meaning that families sold their home or they still in their home. So we're proud of it. We just want to continue to impact the community in a positive way.
Well, Carl and I, we always talk about it when he made his rise up through Clemson and out of the NFL. It's just so cool that, you know, Deshaun Watson is one of those kids that is one of the benefactors or beneficiaries of the Warwick Dunn Foundation with that home years ago.
Yeah, man. Deshaun's a good kid, and honestly, I had no idea. I had to go back and look at the picture. It's like, oh. But then when I saw the picture, I remembered everything about the house, going down the hill, just the whole situation, and knowing that he was only 11 years old. And he took a blessing, right, for his mom, but we planted a seed early on in his kid's life. And he's taken that and really blossoming to become the Deshaun Watson we all know and love today.
It is amazing, man. Continue to do great work, brother. We appreciate you. Atlanta loves you. We're glad you're here repping our city during Super Bowl 53.
Man, I love the city, man.
I know.
We got the eligibility for Coach Taggart. We need some help down there, man.
I wish I can go back. I really want to go back and get these 37 yards so I can get the 11,000.
That would be funny, wouldn't it? Movie-like.
You know, because all I say is, man, can I even get a boat for the hall? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just want to – I played at 185.
Right.
Right.
Is it like Sky Miles? You can't just buy it and throw it in there?
I wish I could. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. You know, I played the game. I tried to play at the right level, high level, consistently, you know. I'm confident in myself. I'm very competitive, so I can get 37 yards.
We're going to ask Coach about that next time we talk to him.
No, we good, baby.
Hey, Ward, thank you so much, man. We appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you always.
You got it, man.
Hey, guys, let's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.